Where are you going this summer? Where is everybody going? We got a little topic on the forums, okay? You know, where is everybody going this morning? You know, and it's kind of interesting, run-of-the-mill, some places that you don't think about and some old standards. I mean, you know, you don't have to leave this part of the woods this time of year to you know, experience a lot of different species in a lot of different places. I mean, you know, June 1st, you're going to have a great river opportunity. A lot of our local streams going to do some summer steelhead. Here comes July. Of course, the San Juans open up. We got our local saltwater happening and increasing, you know, our bass opportunities increase, you know, that as that water warms up in our local lakes. But, you know, you can do a little driving and really increase your chances. Of course, you know, head up to Vancouver Island, get a little taste of Alaska. I'm looking forward to hitting buoy 10 this August. Yeah.
Big red out there.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
How about you, England? What's your summer looking like?
Lots of summer on fishing.
Yeah.
Running lots of trips.
Okay.
Spend a lot of time with Nellie.
Yeah.
Going crabbing and salmon fishing. Yeah. Salmon. We're going to do some salmon fishing.
Nine.
We'll go out for some salmon. Area 9.
Area 9 for
we'll
most
be out
of
at buoy 10. Nice. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Area 9, buoy 10. See the progression?
Yeah, just 9, 10.
9 and 10. That's all you need to think about.
You're expanding your horizon.
Eventually, Area 52. Going to keep working our way until we hit Area 52. Where's England? We lost them.
But you know, you look at the forecasts on the coast. I mean, Westport's going to be on fire. I want to get
Westport
out there and do a
is going
to
be stupid fishing, guaranteed.
And the Chehalis system this fall. Okay, some great opportunities.
Another stupid fishing opportunity.
Chinook retention in Grays Harbor.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And we discussed it earlier too. It's you know, we have a fishery that's so much more spread out this next fall than we've seen in years because the abundance of fish and where you can retain. I mean, we're talking 3-bag limits on most of our rivers, even some of the tribs. It's just going to be gangbusters out there. I can't wait. We got some trips planned. You know, we'll be out there at the cabin booking trips. We're bringing in clients. It's going to be a good fall. Can't wait.
The challenge for you, 100 days straight in Southeast Alaska, man. I mean, you know, when you're fired up now to go, but somewhere along that like day 32 or something, your enthusiasm is gonna wane a little bit, and you know,
it doesn't wane. You just get tired.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Derek Floyd. You know, we've had him on the show quite a bit, and we've talked about him a lot here on the show. He runs Real Class Charters up there in Sitka, and Tom Ohouse. And everybody's been in that deal for a long time. Man, I mean, every day, and I don't care if it's galing, if it's pouring, if it's sunny, you'd love going out there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest job.
Sure.
But you get wore out.
How can you not?
Tired. It just beats you.
You get, you know, you're out on the ocean every day, 6 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week.
Right.
And you just get tired. But you got to be able to maintain that. You're not partying. You know, some of the guys are out at the dang bar.
No way.
Drinking and partying.
Couldn't do it.
I tell you what, and you're going to laugh at me. And a lot of people make fun of me for this, but I'm in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
I don't know.
That's the only way
you can sustain it.
And you're up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, cranking.
Here's the reality, right? You're 50 days into this thing. You're halfway there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
50 days, and you're halfway there.
But I tell you what, there's nothing better. There's nothing better than poking your nose out there every day, and every day is a new deal, a new adventure. You got the humpback whales, you know, the puffins and the sea lions, and we bitch and moan about the sea lions. But it's the rugged part of the world up there.
It is.
And you might lose a king, you know, once in a while from a 1,500-pound bull sea lion.
Right.
But it's like, man, I'm in Alaska. It's kind of cool, too, you know. I'm not saying that when it happens, of course.
Right.
But,
and, you know, you're kind of obligated, and because of who you are and what you do, that first week you're on the water with those clients, you want to present that exact environment and give those clients
coming
in the very last week of your adventure, they get the same, you know, thing the whole time. I mean, you just don't change
excuses.
That.
No,
it's like, oh, I've been here 90 days, but, you know,
excuses.
We only got one rod. Everybody needs to share it.
Boat's got to be clean. Everything's got to be running, you know.
And that takes effort.
That takes effort.
A lot of effort.
And you want to be like, you know, I always mention Starbucks or McDonald's. You always get the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And that's kind of what we try to produce up there. And not only my operation, but there's operations all over Southeast.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, the good guys are always trying to produce that same quality experience.
Yep.
And those are the people that are staying booked.
Right.
You know, through these tough economic times and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They're just working hard, getting the work done, and showing people a good time. I mean, there is nothing more spectacular. Nellie, you know this more than anyone. Then just rolling out, and especially on those sunny days in Southeast, I mean, it is epic. It's just epic. Put some tunes on, maybe a little Donna Summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
a little Tony Orlando.
Tony Orlando and Don. Yeah, sure. How
no,
could
but
you
I mean,
not?
And you make a great point. I mean, because you get that rare clear day in Southeast Alaska, and you're off the coast a little bit, and there's mountains as far as you can see to the north.
Yeah,
mountains as far as you can see.
And
to the
it's
south.
Rugged.
It is rugged as heck.
Yeah, and fish everywhere.
Now, fish everywhere.
Now contrast your experience with fishing 100 days straight, Robbo Winsley. Mm-hmm. Okay. To the weekend warrior down here who gets to fish maybe every Saturday, you know, maybe he gets lucky and gets to fish Saturday and Sunday, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he gets these 1 and 2 day windows to look at his local fishery.
Well,
okay?
It's tough because you're not on the fish all
day. You're
not
on the fish all day.
Yeah.
But now, so how many days does it take you to get dialed in, up and rolling? Because every year the gear might not change a little bit, but the spots change, and those spots within a spot that you need to hit.
It really doesn't take very long. I mean, it's kind of a moving target all summer, but you're out there all the time. And you're there's 70 to 80 boats in a pretty large area.
Sure.
Everybody's on the VHF.
Right.
You know, you see boats running this way, running that way. You got your kind of your network of guys on the ground there. It doesn't take us long at all to get up and running. And most of the time, it's kind of the same spots every year to start with. And then it kind of morphs a little bit as the summer goes on. Every summer, there's a little curveball here and there.
Sure.
But no, it doesn't take very long to get up and rolling. And the halibut, you know, for the most part, going to be in the same areas for the most part. That's why we go up. We do about a week of scouting, running all over the place, burning up gas, figuring out where
get
this
it dialed
is.
In.
Is.
Yep.
The exciting thing about this summer, they just expanded our slot limit for link cod. So we've got
a
30 to 45 inch slot limit now
for non-residents.
For non-residents,
right? It was 30
there.
To 35 in Southeast Alaska last year. It was 30 to 30.5 inches. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was bad.
It was tight.
That
man.
Was tough.
So you catch 20 lings and get your key. Keepers out
right,
of that, but
right.
Boy, all of them were 35 and an eighth,
right there,
29
huh?
and 7/8. You
uh-huh.
know, so.
Yep.
And also relax the slot limit for halibut too, a little bit.
That
so,
too. Yeah, so things are looking up in Southeast again.
And solid numbers of Chinook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the biggest Chinook you got up there last year was.
Boy, I think it was 48.
No,
you know, there was not very many big Chinook in Southeast last year. A lot of kings, but not many big fish. Those big fish came in and they hit Langira. They hit the Queen Charlottes. They passed right on by Sitka and Craig. There was, you know, in Craig, there's usually quite a few fish over 50 and several in the 60s that come out of there in the summer. Last year, you know, I know of one over 60 and maybe three or four over 50 total. And it's usually a lot more than that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So this year, you know, could be the year. And even if it isn't, who cares? It's all good.
We got you for one more week. I'm sure we're going to come up with a couple more questions for next week.